Hi there, boys and girls. It's good to be with you today. Tie your horse to the hitching post and come on inside. I hear there are some little wranglers out there who are itching to see what they can do with a four-legged mount and a saddle. We're pretending today that the choir kids are all cowhands and that Mr. Woods is the trail boss. So grab your tall hat and lasso, and let's see what's ahead for this trail ride. Choir, swing the gates open and let the herd loose. Thank you, choir. Those are great songs with a great message for a trail ride, or a train ride, or bicycle ride, or any other kind of ride. We all want a good ride by whatever means we travel. And it's a good ride only if our Heavenly Father is leading it and we're going His direction on the route He wants us to go. King David knew what that kind of a route meant, only he was shepherding sheep, not wrangling cattle. But he said about his good shepherd and how he led his flock, "He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Our great shepherd gives us pasture and water, just what we need. And then the trail, the path on which he leads us, takes us directly, without fail, to his home in heaven, and we'll dwell in his house forever. The Lord Jesus Christ makes no mistake. If you'll follow his lead, you can't go wrong. When I was a kid, maybe your age or so, I rode in many a cattle drive with my dad and the cowhands. Sometimes things went smoothly, and that was great. But sometimes there were snags that slowed us down. A maverick steer that broke from the herd wanting to go his own way, and we had to bring him back. A flood on the creek that caused great concern and care getting the herd across. But we always knew the route to pasture and kept heading that way under Dad's lead. That's the way we must follow the Lord Jesus Christ. There may be problems. There may be what seems to us like delays. But if we follow the Lord honestly, He will lead us to great pasture and an eternal home in heaven with Him. You don't want to miss that trail. And now, here's the choir before story time.
He must be born.
summer through fall, from the vast pastures of Wyoming through the great central prairies down to Texas grasslands, the highlight of the year was rodeo time. No matter how hard a man worked the corrals or open range, when word spread that the rodeo was coming, the crowds gathered. Whether at the state fair, the county fair, or a local arena, the fanfare and hype were enough to get any child fired up. The show opened with a grand parade, with all the contestants led by a troop of fine horses and riders carrying colorful flags, followed by cowgirls in flashy western outfits atop beautiful horses circling the arena. See those girls standing up on the horses, racing at top speed? And watch that girl standing on two horses, one foot on each horse's back. If she didn't hold them together just right, she'd crash to the ground between those flying hooves. Then there were the trick horses performing amazing stunts, bowing, playing dead, counting, and other feats. Wow! But then came the real show, bull riding. Those fierce, powerful bulls were brought to the pens ready to defy any daring rider. A bull was rated by his meanness and how fast he could throw his gritty rider off into the edge of eternity. The rider won points according to how many seconds he could stay on the mighty critter before the time horn blew. What power churned through those magnificent bulls! Thrills, chills, and spills! Calf roping was a little hard to watch. The crowd shouted and clapped for the cowboy as he lassoed the calf so quickly, but you could feel the thud when the calf hit the ground. His horse was invaluable as he held the lasso rope taut while the cowboy hogtied three of the calf's feet, then threw his hands up high in the air to be judged on his time. Quite a feat. Horse and rider were a pair in the rodeo or on the open range. Now, kids, saddle bronco busting isn't much fun if the bronc wins and the rider lands hard on the dirt. Bronco riding in the rodeo isn't much better, since the rider has only one rein and has to spur his horse constantly, and the rodeo bronc is trained to buck and get rid of that guy on his back. And most times that's exactly what happens. The cowboy stays on as long as he can, then scrounges himself up off the ground, picks up his hat, dusts it off against his chaps, and strides back to the starting gate, hoping his ride lasted long enough to boost his score for the night. The clowns! Yes, the ridiculous clowns! They drew lots of laughs with their antics, jokes on each other, and rolling in barrels. But their fun was serious business. It was often their crazy, brave stunts that protected a thrown cowboy from the charge of a fiery bull as he scrambled to get out of the way of the furious beast. The clowns were lifesavers, distracting the bull, waving flags, sometimes jumping into the barrel to save their own hides from a close call, leading the bull to gore the barrel with his horns instead of the clown. Yes, rodeos are great, but somehow experience and years have dampened the fun for me. Hats off to the bull and the bronco riders. For sure, it takes talent and experience and lots of grits to crawl on top of a turning powerhouse of infuriated brute beast. Give them credit. But we now know of the wicked burrs sometimes forced and tightened under the cinch of an animal to agitate and vex and cause fury. No wonder they fight hard to get rid of the heavy riders on the backs. Nowadays I pull for the bull, hoping he throws his rider as soon as he gets out the gate. And bully for the bronco, too. Let him come down hard on his hoofs, arch that back, and throw that cowboy high enough to count the seconds on his way down. Riding fences. Much of ranching has changed over the years, but some jobs remain the same. Summer pasture still means freedom to roam for the cattle, but not for the cowhands. They still have important work, including riding fences to be sure there are no breaks in the barbed wire where cattle can break out. Riding fences is a safety measure to avoid big trouble. Christian boys and girls, young ranch hands in the Christian life, need to take precautions too. Paul reminded Timothy of certain fences to tend in his own life. Be thou an example of the believers in word, what you say, in conversation, in your actions, in charity, love for Christ and others, in faith, trusting God in every situation, in purity, living a pure life. Give attendance to reading, study God's word daily, and other important instructions, including take heed to yourself. Don't let your guard down. Do right in every situation. Paul also warned, flee youthful lusts. When you face temptation, don't stick around. Move. Get away as fast as you can. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Wrangling, as God's ranch hand, isn't for the weak or timid. God is looking for boys and girls who will dare the hazards, be strong in the face of conflict, and have backbone to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and for His Word, no matter the cost. Now, God bless you, and be sure to be tuned in next week as we watch out for rustlers.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.